and about their activities on the campus of Cal Poly. In this program, we will look at some of the changes in style and type of music performed by this 15-piece dance band, some of the history and tradition behind the group, and some of the people who direct the activities of this group throughout the year.
First, by the selection of new members who will fill the open positions left from the previous year. This is done through 3 nights of tryouts in which the applicants are interviewed and voted on by the old members. Once the new members are voted in, they receive the traditional initiation of treating the old members to a free snack at the nearest restaurant. Then they are given the opportunity to find their own way home on foot, giving the new members a chance to know each other better. It has been said that one might consider this group to be the only approved on-campus fraternity at this college because of its traditional stick-togetherness within the group as well as its on-campus activities. After tryouts, the group begins preparing for the first of the 5 big dances on campus, namely the homecoming coronation ball. The other 4 dances consist of the Christmas formal, Poly Royal Coronation Ball, the Military Ball, and the Senior Ball. All these dances are contracted with the Associated Student Body of Cal Poly. California, which takes place at the end of the second quarter. The tour consists of some 15 to 20 performances at various high schools and colleges throughout the state. There are, of course, traditional practical jokes between the performing groups throughout the tour. The big activity of the year is, of course, the home concert. The collegians' portion of the home concert comes after the intermission. Each year, the concert and previous recording sessions are taped and later made into a record for sales at the end of the year. No one who has ever participated in a home concert, either as a performer or spectator, could forget the white-haired director who is in charge of the concert. H.P. Davison, referred to as Davy by his subjects, originated the home concert some 25 years ago and has had personal direction ever since. His spontaneous wit and carefully planned programs have been the highlights in the history of Cal Poly.
We like to try different tempos, and so this next one is a slow number. I hesitate to dedicate this to anybody, but Bob Spink took us on the tour and made all the arrangements. He got us into a lot of trouble here and there. I had to get him out of certain places. And this really isn't true, but nor do I want to imply that he is slow in any way. But the next tune is by Neil Hefti, who wrote this little darling of last year, and the tune is called Teddy the Toad.
Here is a traditional activity at the home concert where the Cleegans get a chance to sing.
May we try an experiment that we have never done before? I don't suppose it'll work, but we'd like to try it at any rate. We always have the Men's Glee Club. We have the Women's Glee Club with their particular song. This is a song we used several years ago. It's a Stan Kenton tune. And we would like to ask the Collegian alums to come up and sing this with us. Now, this is a very touching ballad, and it is customary for the manager to lead the group. And so Mr. Hinkle will lead this soul-searching, touching ballad called George.
Imagine now that intermission is over at the home concert, and the overhead lights are flickering as a warning for concert goers to reclaim their seats. Complete with a new sound, the Collegians open here with first their traditional theme, and then Stan Kenton's Opus in Chartreuse, typified by a driving big band style.
That, as you know, is our theme, Sophisticated Swing. We've used this at Cal Poly for many, many years. It was a real thrill for us when we were in San Jose on this tour, and we played for an alumni group at night, and everybody stood up and cheered on this. It was very touching.
And now, Opus in Chartreuse. It likes to play. Today, for a band to be effective and successful, it must be commercial, like everything else, and give the public what they will like and know. This new philosophy is what the Collegians have attempted to do, in the last few years. Notice the type of music varies from motion picture themes and popular tunes to even music with a rock and roll beat. Secondly, the style of music is always changing because of the new arrangements of both new and old tunes which come out each year. An unusual example of this is a tune rearranged by an ex-drummer of the Collegians.
Now, you all heard of Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, and you know how fine they are. So we're going to play one of their compositions, but not the way they play it. This is the symphonic style. What's the matter with that? I mean, this next piece was arranged by an ex-drummer of ours, Barry Larson, and it's called Taste of Honey.
This is Preacher Man. Sunday morning.
To some of the music from a few years back and take notice of the change in style through the years. This first selection is from the year of 1954. Are from 1957. Here's a Dixieland number. This selection is called Sorrento from 1957. Begin the Beguine from 1963. This is One for the Money from 1964. Mack the Knife from 1965. No one can speak for music half as well as music can speak for itself. So relax now and enjoy these selections from the 1966 home concert. This is Tribute to Basie.
We'd like to play four or five different types of tunes. The first, as I mentioned to some people, was based upon a Mexican soft drink song. This is Tequila.